what I just called on X, I believe I said the most ridiculous sports talk, or one of the most ridiculous sports talk. I don't even remember what I tweeted. One of the most ridiculous sports talk radio questions that you've ever heard. I'm admitting.
Why do you say this is my problem? No, Chris,
an absurd question.
In all reality, why do you save your ludicrous, ridiculous question for me? Like I'm some sort of bit. Like I'm some sort of skit.
Because
don't come with me if you're not talking real in the real reality of what this team is at the moment. I don't want to hear it.
Go ahead, all over me then.
You have no idea. You can't fake this level of glee. You can't. I woke up this morning. I had women issues last night. I woke up this morning. I put it all on the back burner.
No wonder why I didn't hear from you.
I put it all on the back burner because we have a franchise quarterback.
Kept waiting for my phone to ring.
Life is better when you've got a guy under center that's a one percenter.
Okay. So that leads us into the most ridiculous sports talk radio question.
I can't wait.
Perhaps of all time. Ready? And this is with you in mind. And that's why I'm going to ask it to you. But I'm going to ask it to the peeps. On a Wednesday, when some of the glee, when some of the joy, when some of the elation has had a little bit of time just simmer down. Just a little bit of time to lower the temperature on, right? Here's the question. Is he him?
Is that what your question really is?
Yeah.
Is he him? That's your million-dollar question.
I told you. No. I didn't tell you it was a million-dollar question.
But you stayed up
all
night. I told
you it was one of the most ridiculous sports talk radio questions of all time.
Is he him?
Is he him?
Have you watched the last 3 weeks? Is he him? Is that Lenny Brooks?
No.
Lenny hopped in my Instagram Live and told me to reach over and punch you.
Wow. Lenny doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, that's just
Lenny.
Is he him?
Yeah, is he him?
Yeah, he's him. You bet your ass he's him. Why isn't he? Do you see the aura? Do you see the way his teammates react to him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the confidence that he plays with?
Yes, I see it
all.
Do you
see the swagger?
I mean,
himself with?
Do you think that I don't mention any of this stuff?
So to ask,
five days a week?
Damn right he's him.
Is he him is, first of all, ridiculous because he's three games in. The reason why it's a ridiculous question is because all offseason, since Jaden Daniels was drafted, you have paraded around here Mr. T-shirt, Mr. Slogan, saying he's the Messiah. He's the chosen one. He's the saint. He's him.
He is.
Is he him?
He is.
Three games already in.
But see, this is where you mistake all of this. And that's why I was so... It was almost like Monday night was almost like me... Another instance of me being convinced that he's him. Because I've already thought it, as you've said.
Right.
When you get to see the kid through camp,
a lot of predisposed notions that aren't tested and backed up against, like, live, real challenges, trials and tribulations.
I gave you my
thought. You anoint people
I anointed him.
Before. No, I mean, you were also anointed Adam Peters. You also anoint,
He picked him, didn't he, damn it?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying. I mean, you anoint people before they've actually even been tested, tried, and gone through any tribulations.
I don't like what you're trying to do.
I'm simply just trying to.
This
prove
is supposed
a point.
To be a moment of excitement, and you're trying to flip it on me.
No, saying
that because I was right about him, I gotta take some back seat. No, I'm gonna stand my big ass up, and I'm gonna continue to pat myself on the back. Because I came in here,
man. I wish I had my
day in and day out during the month of August. Hey, man, I know it's the same defense. I know he's not being game planned for, but man, this kid can really. What did I say? Throw the football. And then week one, he gives you a damn heart attack, running for 88 yards on 16 attempts. He's gone double digit rushing attempts each of the first 3 weeks. And I know that makes you insufferable. You think it's not sustainable and he's going to get hurt.
It's not.
Because you're an industry plant and you guys have this. Scorned lover syndrome is the worst thing that's ever happened. Just because the kid scrambles every now and then doesn't mean he's automatically going to get hurt. My overall premise after Monday is this. When you have a one percenter under center at quarterback, which I've been screaming since August, that I think he is, and I think he has the chance to be. You're looking at me with this face. Did I not walk in here? We can go back on the Odyssey app. We can use the rewind feature. We can go to Apple Podcasts. How many times this summer did I come in here and said, you know, it wouldn't stun me if he was a top 10 to 12 guy right off the bat because he's got that type of talent and he's got that type of mental makeup. And through 3 weeks, he's gotten better each half. He's gotten better each snap. So to think that Monday night was the climax, you'd be stuck on stupid. This guy has an opportunity to completely change the trajectory of the franchise. Not next year, not 2025, not 2026, but now. Now. Why not now? That's what I want to ask you. Why not now? Because it seems like while we're supposed to be celebrating, you're almost angry. People are almost angry that I have this premise that this year is not some wash to me. It's not. I've sat around and watched Robert Griffin III get run out of town. I sat around and watched him piss away Kirk Cousins' contract. I sat and watched him play this stupid game with Dwayne Haskins. We've got another opportunity. We've got another guy that potentially can completely change the trajectory of the franchise immediately. And I'm embracing it. So I don't understand why anybody would be mad at me. I think playoffs are on the horizon. I think it's more than likely. See, this is my thing. I understand the defense stinks. I understand injuries are a possibility. But when you have a special, unique, unicorn-like figure under center, it gives you a chance to win every single week. And I think that, to me, is what I'm more excited about and why. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying they have a shot week in and week out to compete with anybody on the schedule the rest of the way.
Didn't you come in here over the summer proclaiming that they were going to win like 13 or 14 games?
Here we go with your –
I thought that's what your premise was.
Here I am. I mean, here we go, Matt. Once again,
before you even put eyes on him and boots on the ground – another term you stole from me – before you even put boots on the ground – didn't you, like, basically think he could win, like, 13 or 14 games this year? And they could win 13? I thought that's what you, like, the premise that you were getting at.
Are you done lying?
No, I'm asking.
Are you done
lying?
So
you're disputing
that. Are you done lying?
You're disputing that.
I said they would win 13 or 14 games, Chris.
I mean, that was what you strongly hinted at.
I said 9 to 10, and you know that's what I said.
I don't know about that.
And it's on tape everywhere, because I'm pretty consistent with what the hell I say. I've said it here.
You know what I said?
I've said it on the Big Stick. I've said it on Infinity Sports Network.
Yes.
I've said it everywhere.
Because you're a big-time national
superstar.
I've
said it everywhere you could get me.
Yeah.
Anywhere you can turn on your
DC
dial.
DC News Now.
And get me.
My Montgomery County Media.
I've said it. So, I stand behind what I say. Monday night was further belief, was further confirmation, rather, that, like, it's going to be a roller coaster. But there's a shot.
There absolutely is a shot. See, contrary to your belief, okay, while you sit here and get mad at me when I ask questions and provocative questions.
Provocative.
And
you tried to literally say, I'm going to poke the bear. I'm going to poke the bear. Don't poke me. You might get bit.
You think that I'm mad. You think that I'm...
No, you, CK, Drab, you all are, like, angry.
We're
that
realists.
You're realists. No, you all are punch drunk.
You're 26. You don't know anything.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Very little.
I proclaimed this young man to do exactly what the hell he's doing.
You also proclaimed Adam Peters to be a saint and the leader of the universe.
You're so caught up in.
And the day they created the roster, you said it was the worst roster created by mankind.
You're so caught up in the past. You all are punch drunk. You don't think it's possible that in year one, you drafted the right quarterback
I think
and he can take you to the playoffs.
I always said it was possible.
No, bull crap.
I said it was possible.
You all don't think it's possible.
Possible, not likely. Possible, yes.
He runs so much, he's going to end up like RG3.
Well, you don't know that. There are a couple of things that you don't know. And that I don't know.
Chris,
and that I can't control, and you can't control,
Chris, we're analyzing
which is his ability
football.
To stay healthy.
Chris, we're analyzing football.
Yes.
We don't know anything.
I understand that. But if we're analyzing the talent, the composure, the moxie, the command, the poise, everything, we've all said, any of us that have been out at training camp, any of us that have watched any of the preseason games, any of us that watch the first three regular season games, he's cool as a freaking cucumber.
So why
he's
California
totally
cool?
Whatever.
That's Rancho Cucamonga for you.
He's totally what you would ideally draw up if you could, with the exception of not having...
Not having what? Not being 220 pounds?
A little bit more of a sturdy upper body.
He's built just like Lamar
frame.
Jackson. They're built damn near identical.
I would even say Lamar has a little bit more thickness, in my opinion,
sure.
to his upper body.
He's also been in an NFL weight training program
for 4 years. But I would also say that
5 years.
Jaden Daniels, 3 games in, is a better passer than Lamar Jackson ever has been.
Not even close.
Well, that's...
Not even close.
Not even close.
He's way better. Yes.
Oh, well,
yes,
okay.
I'm saying he's way better. But, Chris, this is what got me so excited from the get-go. Do you not remember the summer? I came in here, and I'm raving every day about ball placement, accuracy, throwing with anticipation. We didn't see it in the first 3 weeks. Why? He's being game planned for the first time in his career. He's playing against real NFL defenses that are trying to kill his ass
right.
for the first time in his career. So it's going to take time. And Monday wasn't even perfect. The completion percentage was damn near perfect, but he still missed things.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to continue to see the field better and progress and get better each and every week.
But there's nobody that doesn't believe that. Now, the question is he already there? So that's why I came up with this ridiculous absurd question.
Is he already there?
You walked around all offseason before even training. Training camp started before he even played in a preseason game, before he played in an NFL regular season game, and you said
this was a training camp.
He is him,
people.
Right?
Don't listen to Chris Russell.
Like you
said.
Anointed him as
after
the savior.
I saw him during training.
Okay,
camp,
right. Against defenses that he
and I
a defense that
York,
he was familiar
and I,
with, where they weren't scripting or where they were scripting things, so on and so forth. You proclaimed him as him. He is him. You said basically, okay. And I heard so. I think this. He is him stuff is a way for people to anoint somebody as a saint, a savior, a god, a king, whatever, and have it sound new age and cool. I saw Ari Myrov, called he is him. I think it's also a way for media to try and be cool,
Chris.
Right? Because they're trying to cool.
You've never said anything that's been more irrelevant than what you just said.
An observation.
Who cares what the language is that's being used to describe it? The eyes are all telling us the same thing.
I care
he's
about
him.
The language. He's him.
He's,
so you've already crowned his ass.
I have crowned
You've
him,
You've already
yes.
Denny Greened his ass.
I have anointed him
you
as
know
the
who
next
Dennis Green is?
Franchise quarterback of the Washington Commanders and the guy that is going to save the franchise that I love dearly.
Okay.
That's
and you
what
might
I've anointed
be right.
him as.
And you might be right.
I
don't
right.
know how you do
you
that
see how
three
they
weeks
me?
In.
They can't stand to see me right. I posed a question. I filled in for Craig Hoffman an entire week while he was out at the Olympics. And the question we posed was how realistic is it that Washington drafted their franchise left tackle and franchise quarterback in the same draft? And I had the phones blown up telling me I was ludicrous, telling me how did you come up with that assumption? There's no chance. You got to wait out and see it. The latter of what I said, you got to wait to see. That's the only acceptable answer that anybody gave that entire week. But in reality, 3 weeks in, especially after Monday night, does it not look like you got both in one draft? Is this draft class... Outside of Mikey Sanders, who's given up the most touchdowns in the NFL, by the way, people. Does it not look like you solved your two biggest glaring holes on the team after Monday night?
Yeah. But I'm a guy who needs more than 3 games.